There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard is opening Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. See their great new design with tons of HD TVs and 40 beers on tap. Come out for beer tastings and sign up to win raffle prizes. Must be 21 to enter. Buffalo Wild Wings Old Orchard on the west side of the mall by the green parking garage. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Shows at it. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Just past 5 o'clock and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio and live from Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, I'm Matt Rodewald with this scoreboard update. The Wolves are at home tonight at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com today. It is no secret that Tony Snell has struggled in his time with the Bulls, but he might be turning the corner a little bit. 22 points last night in the win over the Cavs and a hot shooting performance, 9 of 11 from the floor that Tom Thibodeau liked.
Tony played very, very well. He's shooting the ball well. He has a really tough matchup. But I also thought tonight was his best game in terms of physicality. When our bigs went to help, he did a good job of sinking in, putting his body on people, and it gave us a physical presence.
He had LeBron James most of the time on the defensive end last night as well. 46 points in his last two games. That's compared to 45 points over the previous six games that the Bulls have played. Bulls have the whole week off. It's back to work Friday in Auburn Hills against the Pistons. Jimmy Butler dealing with that shoulder injury, out last night, out of the skills competition tomorrow. But as of now, he's going to try and play Sunday in the All-Star game. Rising Stars game tonight in Brooklyn. Nico Mirotic will play for the World Squad. And LeBron James, by the way, has been elected as the NBA Players Association Vice President. Blackhawks hoping to end a two-game skid when they host the Devils tonight. Corey Crawford in net, Michael Roosevelt and Ben Smith out for this one. Hawks are 6 points back of the Blues for second place in the Central Division. Big win for the Illini, going on a 21-zip run to pull away from Michigan in overtime last night. Tough one in Wisconsin coming up Sunday afternoon. A few college commissioners are now reconsidering the old freshman ineligible rule as a way to combat the NBA age rule, that according to John Heyman. Baseball, the White Sox signed reliever Matt Albers to a minor league deal. He's missed most of last year with a shoulder injury, spent some time with the Astros, Red Sox, and Indians. Reds and Aroldis Chapman avoid arbitration with a one-year deal, just a little bit more than $8 million. Jim Harbaugh tells a Michigan newspaper that he was told he would be fired after San Francisco lost to Seattle in week 15, so he was a lame duck for 2 weeks, he says. And Roger Goodell made $35 million in 2013, according to his tax returns. This after making $44 million in 2012. Visit Toyota at the Chicago Auto Show to learn more about Toyota hybrid technology, concept cars, as well as all of the legendary Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Nissan in Highland Park.
This hour. Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Adam Atticola, Dan Bernstein at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville. Casey Johnson of the Chicago Tribune.
I know people don't want to hear it because he's a former MVP, but this is a process. He has now played 16 straight games, 27 of 28. I think what you saw last night was that's about as athletic and as explosive as Derek has been going to the rim all season, and that's certainly a good side moving forward. But if you look at these last two games, two turnovers, both in the fourth quarter last night over two games, with the way he scored and the way he's passed, I just think he's playing at a really, really high level going into the stretch run here.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Wild at heart. Valentine's Day traditional annual Friday fun.
This should be good. West Side Mike is on the score.
Oh, no.
Don't let love blind you. It blinded me in 1985. I got married to a hot garbage wife. Don't let those beautiful women fool you, fellas, because they cannot do what they're supposed to do. A man should come home and have a hot meal, not a boiled egg that you put in a microwave. That's a hot garbage woman. It was on Valentine's Day, too.
Got a hot garbage woman.
I don't think we're even out of here anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's party time in Libertyville. The Bors and Bernstein show is at Mickey Finn's.
We're at 345 North Milwaukee. It's Mickey Finn's 21st birthday. It's finally here. It's Lake County's oldest and newest brewery. A beautiful new location, 345 North Milwaukee. Our remote today, of course, brought to you by Mickey Finn's, as well as Libertyville Auto Center off of 176 and 294 in Libertyville, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer.
That's Liberty Auto City, and we have great prizes here. I'm supposed to say that. Because
great prizes.
Awesome.
You know what I want to hear the Bigfoot Contessa open again. That was fantastic.
You can listen to it whenever you want. You work at the station.
I don't know how to work that stuff anymore.
You don't?
I don't.
I never did. It's all just pops and whistles.
I used to be really, really good at it, but I have no idea anymore. I can't edit a thing. I have no idea.
I'm telling you, even in...
Like I need help from Joe Dredge. That's how low I've sunk.
Worst case scenario emergency. Like, you have to get the station on the air with... You would
fail miserably.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even know the first button to push.
Like we have,
I'd probably sit in the host studio and just keep pushing the on button for the microphone until it worked.
We have a thing called the rack room. I think it's called the rack. Is it called the rack room?
I'm not allowed in there.
It's like it's the central nervous system, the heart of the station. I walk in and I'm just like,
it's all the wires everywhere. Do you remember the final scene in the movie 2001 when Keira Dulé is deactivating the HAL computer? And he's floating through this room, and he's turning keys, and like all
that's
of these
the rack room.
And these like Lucite things. And it's going. Well,
it sounds like Bigfoot Contessa again. That's the rack room.
I know a song. Would you like
hot garbage woman?
Would you like me to sing it, Dave?
Yes, Hal, sing that song. And it actually was Black Magic Woman. No, and that's how I feel in the rack room. It's just like you're sort of floating, looking at things with buttons.
Well,
and
see, when someone like you or I walk in there, it's like, there's alarms that go off. Intruder alert. I know, it's like a pro wrestler, right? That's my first thought.
Thor is
like
here.
Rick. What's that hammer that Thor has? Come on, who's a comic Thor's book nerd? Hammer.
Isn't it something? Is it called something?
Oh, it's got some Norse name, I
think. Dan.
It's called Thor's Hammer. Well,
I think that's what it's called.
I thought there's a name for it. Isn't there?
I think it's Steve.
Look at
it's called, by the power of Steve.
It's called Hot Garbage. It's the Hot Garbage Hammer. What's Thor's Hammer called?
Hammer.
I thought there has to be a name for it, right? It's got to be called something.
Honey, get my hammer.
What's it called?
It's called Mjolnir.
What?
It is. I am making this up. Mjolnir. M-J, O with the umlaut over it.
The who? The what over it?
N-I-R. Mjolnir.
It's not called. Is it just called Thor's hammer?
It is the hammer of Thor.
Is there a nerd here?
It is called Mjolnir. I'm not making this up.
Oh, boy.
It is depicted in Norse mythology as one of the most fearsome weapons capable of leveling mountains. It was made by the dwarven brothers Sindri and Brokkr.
Maddie, is he drunk? He's talking in reverse right now.
It sounds like it, right?
It was.
Is there like a program you have that makes him like talk in reverse?
The dwarven Mjolnir. Brothers make
you Mjolnir.
It is. Right. Mjolnir. How would you pronounce it, bitch?
How would I pronounce that?
No, Tannehill. M-J-O-L-N-I-R.
I know, I got it right in front of you. Just funny sounding.
You're criticizing my Norse? My Norse isn't as fresh as it should be. I'm out of practice.
There's one nerd here. Is Thor the god of thunder? What is he? He's a god of something, isn't he?
Yes, the god of...
Got Phil Mickelson boobs now.
Did you say you had something you wanted to talk about, or I forgot?
I forgot. Well, no, I saw this little piece in USA Today, because I know you're, despite what Tony from Wilmette has to say, you're a basketball savant. And here's a little chart. And I read this in USA Today about two current college basketball coaches.
All right.
So Coach 1 has, the last 10 years, has one title. Coach 2 also has one title. Coach 1 has 18
tournament wins
in the last 10 years. Coach 2 has 22. One Final Four appearance for Coach 1. Coach 2 has 2. Elite 8, it's 2 and 4.
Boy.
Cumulative seed, Coach 1, 22. Coach 2 is 19. First round losses, Coach 1 has 3. Coach 2 has 2. So let's look at two NCAA coaches. This is from USA Today. One revered as an all-time great, the other considered to be a bit of an underachiever. Using the tried and true method of blind comparison, these coaches are quite similar. Both get top recruits, sometimes losing out to one another. Both are affected by one-and-dones and constantly have to play the guessing game as to what their rosters will look like the following year, and each get massive television exposure. Can you guess who those two coaches are?
My guess is one of them Krzyzewski?
One of them is Coach K.
Because you got the one title. And...
So which coach is Coach K?
Well, in the last 10... See, it's probably the last 10 years... I think Coach K's only had the two first-round losses, right?
Coach K is coach number one.
Oh, he has had three.
He's had three first-round losses. Over the past 10 years, Duke hasn't made the second week 40% of the time.
Okay.
The Blue Devils haven't made the first weekend three times, with two of those blow-ups coming in the past 3 years.
That's when he goes into the other team's locker room and says, "You played an excellent game today."
And Duke's last three non-first-round losses all came via blowout, with the team losing by an average of 20 points. Duke is great, but it's been shown down a decade for certain. But who's number two? Who has the upper hand on Coach K? Is it Rick Pitino, Jim Boeheim, John Calipari? Who is Coach Two?
Pitino's got the one title. Does Cal only have the one title, or have they won twice?
It's Bill Self of Kansas.
Wow.
A coach who gets his due in the sport but is often labeled an underachiever when he can't take his Big 12 title winners, 10 regular season titles and counting, deep into the tournament. It's almost as if people still think of him as the guy whose teams experienced major first-round upsets in 05 and 06 to Bucknell and Bradley, respectively. If you look at the totality of the NCAA, Self is probably the best coach over the past 10 years with the best resume in basketball. Rick Pitino's is close. A title in 5 Elite Eights and beyond, which is better than Self. But he doesn't have the second title game appearance and missed the tournament completely in 06. John Calipari, in his time in Memphis and Kentucky, has never had a first weekend loss, but has two NIT appearances to go with his title and six appearances in Elite Eight. And Billy Donovan has two titles in 05 and 06, but two NIT berths hurt his candidacy.
Wow.
Isn't that great? I thought you'd love that. and Self just doesn't have the Teflon on him that Krzyzewski does.
Right. He's been a better coach over the past decade than Coach K, as far as results are concerned.
It's not just that. As a game coach, if you look at how Duke lost those games, you can actually look at mistakes that were made about who has the ball when and where. Mm-hmm. It isn't just dumb luck. It isn't just, we ran into a hot team. When you can't use Jabari Parker correctly, that's on you.
Right.
When you lose some of these games because you're relying on guys you shouldn't be relying on just because they're seniors, that's on you. Now, did you know who the special guests are of the Chicago Blackhawks tonight?
I don't know who.
Their special guests at the game tonight are the Jackie Robinson West Little League team.
Uh-oh. That was obviously scheduled?
Yes. This is not something they decided, hey, we're just going to do this right now to make a statement.
That's unfortunate.
This is what you call a Friday the 13th coincidence that has resulted in them being honored tonight. And my guess is that the crowd probably is like, yeah!
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate, too. You know, looking at this whole situation, the whole story, and I know Rahm Emanuel reached out to Little League International and wanted to get the
reached
decision.
Out. That was making sure everybody knew that he was
right,
fighting
I know.
For
I know
them.
He was fighting for it. But to actually
fighting
have
for black votes.
To have this quote that says the perpetrators, he's talking about the kids. And he says that the kids have been made out to be the perpetrators in this.
No, they haven't.
He says actually they're the victims. So I want to know, when is anyone in charge? No. Anyone that actually has a platform, has a voice, like Rahm Emanuel, going to go to the adults that are running Jackie Robinson West and ask them, why did you do this? Why did you victimize those children? When is someone in charge actually going to do that and put it on the adults in charge?
I'm mad that it's still based on this false assumption that someone somewhere is blaming the kids.
Right.
Because everybody prefaces, don't blame these children. Protect these poor children. If you want to help the children, be honest with them and tell them the truth.
Say that we cheated.
Daryl Butler just has to say, yeah, I did it. And I did it because we were trying to win, and I feel awful about it.
And I saw that video from WGN-TV a couple days ago, and he was asked about the allegations of cheating. And his response to it, he avoided the question. And all he said was, everyone did what they were supposed to do. That's all he said.
No, that's not true.
It is not true. And it's really unfortunate that the lesson that the adults here are now teaching these kids is that by the means of which you achieve your goal, like they don't matter if you feel as though you were wrong because of the color of your skin.
And here is what a nicely worded statement from a Blackhawks spokesman. Obviously, they knew they would have to say something about this unfortunate timing. The Blackhawks official statement, we are excited to have these young athletes. Fine.
Right.
You didn't say, we still think they're champions. You didn't take a side. You didn't teach a bad lesson. Simply said, you're excited to have these young athletes, and it can still make the kids feel good about being there, and that's nicely handled.
Right, because you can still celebrate what they did as a team, and they went out there as a baseball team, and they competed, and they beat their opponents. You know, they had the one loss in the tournament, but they eventually get to the championship game, and they lost.
Wow.
But they went out there and they played baseball, and for most part, they beat the people they played. But unfortunately, the adults in charge putting this team together went outside the rules and cheated to field them together as a unit, and it cost them their title.
630 says, I'm going to the game tonight. My biggest concern is the kids are going to get booed for what the adults did. I hope not. The kids don't deserve boos. They really don't. The adults do, but you can't quite separate that. It's too nuanced.
Well, it's hard to separate it, and especially if you're a dumb person, it's even harder to separate.
Joe in Orland Park, welcome to the score.
Hi, Joe. Bye, Joe. Good call.
Terrific
that's solid.
Call.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't know why somebody holds for 25 minutes and then isn't there.
Yeah, maybe they get nervous and they just feel like they can't do it. I don't know. Stage fright. You know, like
you're the guy at the other end of the phones more than I am for some of that.
You know, people think there's like a stringent, like a really, really stringent screening process. It's what's
are
your
you
name?
Listening?
What's your name? Where are you calling from? What do you have to say? Oh, I want to make a comment. And I pretty much put them on hold within the first four words. I don't want to know what you have to say. Yeah,
Matt doesn't like to schmooze the callers.
No, I just don't care to talk to them. I just want to get them on the air.
Stop it! You don't care to talk to them. Okay. Coincidentally, they get on the air faster.
Right.
It so happens that by not wanting to talk to them, they end up just, as long as the guy is on the phone and there, we're usually okay.
Right. I've done this long enough that I can determine what they're going to be within the first four words they say to me. And that's why I'll dig a little deeper and I might move them up in order. So I don't always get on the air in which the order that you call. But because I can tell if you're going to be a good one, and I'll move you up quicker.
This is a great question here. Several great questions about tonight with the JRW kids at the Blackhawks game. Will the Hawks parade them out to avoid the possibility of being booed? That's a good
question.
You mean
with players?
Or...
What do you mean?
I mean, say, will you have them out? Will they be available? Will they be on the Jumbotron? Will they be shown? Will they be part of the pregame? And what? And obviously, look, John McDonough will make sure that the kids are not put in a position to be embarrassed. I promise you that. The other question is, what would be the appropriate reaction if they are introduced? Polite applause?
No, you applaud the kids. And I think, and you go over the top for the kids.
Just don't refer to them as champions.
Right. I mean, the Blackhawks will do it properly on their end. And as adults there, you cheer the kids.
That's,
I mean,
that's not easy, though.
They're still 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. I mean, what satisfaction are you going to get as an adult to boo them? What does that do for you?
No, booing's out. Unless they show the coaches and you're booing
right,
them specifically.
Right, which I don't think... I mean, I think the Blackhawks would handle it better the fact that says, you know what, I'm sorry, you know, if Daryl Butler wants to show up and he's there, I don't show him. I don't show any adult associated with JRW. No parents, no coaches, no one from the organization, just the kids.
He's Matt Abaticola. He's in for Terry Bors. Terry is back on Monday. This is the Bors and Bernstein Show. Stop by Mickey Finn's. Come say hello and enjoy one of their... What is that there? They have...
Well, this one that I'm holding for a friend of mine is called the Pineapple Express.
You're doing a great job for him.
Thank you.
He must be very pleased with your work.
Yeah, they brew their own beers, and it's Lake County's oldest brewery, and it's fantastic, and they have a few new beers on tap, and they always rotate the beers. During Christmas time, they have Santa's Magic, which is one of my favorite beers.
I had that.
Fantastic. Yeah,
we tried that. I had that. That was awesome.
So good. And then this one here that I'm waiting for my friend to come back to.
Yeah,
claim.
Where is he?
I don't know. He was gonna go home and then come back. And but this is the Pineapple Express, and I've heard it's really good.
So he says.
I've heard from more than one person.
You're listening to The Score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Brandon Tierney with the CBS Sports Better, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. After gripping the nation during their riveting run to the Little League title game last summer, the luster's quickly been removed from Jackie Robinson West thanks to, what a surprise, greedy, self-absorbed adults. In blurring the lines of competition, adults, you know, those individuals who are supposed to serve as the moral compass for America's youth, well, they decided to cheat, and as a result, the kids are left defending their accomplishments. The wins are vacated, but nothing will delete the memories and the adulation those young men receive, but it's also an early reminder that in life, there are boundaries, and when you circumvent rules, there are repercussions they might face in high school or college. Here's the bottom line. Use this as a teaching tool, but don't inflame the situation by insinuating this has anything to do with race. This is about baseball and rules. Chin up, young men. Lesson learned. I'm Brandon Tierney.
Musicians, right now during Guitar Center's President's Day sale, save up to 60% off the best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more. Deals like a Fender Squire Strat, now just $99. Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, 3 sets for $12. Or a PreSonus Audio Box USB interface, just $69. Plus, grab your copy of The List, featuring hundreds of deals so good we can't advertise them. Or create a deal with a cash-saving coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Don't miss the savings this President's Day weekend at Guitar Center.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it for me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can
lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
One score and one year ago, Old Navy brought forth a new clothing store dedicated to the proposition that all sales are not created equal. Like the President's Day sale, where now through Monday only, the entire store is up to 50% off, proving that great-looking clothing of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not cost an arm and leg.
Run to Old Navy now through Monday for up to 50% off the entire store. That's up to 50% off jackets, jeans, tees, you name it. Valid February 13th through 16th. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and Fruit of the Loom.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today. Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
Yeah.
Dave.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Well, this is...
There it is, Dan.
This is an unfortunate story.
Yes,
that just,
it is.
Posted on the Tribune. I have to say, I knew something like this was brewing because of a sort of a complicated family life.
Yeah.
Ernie Banks, the beloved Chicago Cubs great, who once said he wanted to have his ashes scattered at Wrigley Field, is at the center of a battle over his remains, as his estranged wife has gone to court to prevent a longtime friend of Mr. Cub from having his remains cremated. The dispute involving the most famous player in Cubs history was confirmed Friday by Howard Goldman, an attorney representing the estranged wife, Elizabeth Banks. Who getting it done? Somebody tell Ben Handelman that she's two-timing with Mr. Cub.
Ernie Spanks.
Wow.
No, his remains are not in dispute.
Oh, different
Ernie Spanks.
Different Elizabeth Banks?
Yes.
Okay.
Scattered ashes. I thought you said scattered ass.
And suddenly it came up. It's unfortunate. According to court records, Banks filed a petition to prevent a woman who describes herself in the documents as a longtime friend of Banks, his caretaker, and the executor of Banks' estate from having him cremated.
That sounds...
I heard about this. Somebody... All I know is... So
when you use a term, describes herself as...
Yeah, I couldn't report any of it.
Yeah.
But somebody called me and said, the caretaker is a problem. And I said, what do you mean? He just said, I can't tell you any more than that. He just said, the caretaker is a problem. Whatever right. that meant. I said, right. All right. I said, I'll just have to wait because I didn't care to chase it down.
And then here's the story.
His caretaker and the executor of Banks' estate... So Regina Rice asserted her rights to dispose of Banks' remains after his death last month at the age of
83.
According to documents filed by Banks' attorneys, the petitioner is without recourse and shall suffer irreparable damage should Regina's desires to cremate the remains of the decedent be granted.
Wait, so Regina wants to cremate and Elizabeth
right.
doesn't?
What irreparable damage would she suffer? So she's successfully thus far prevented the body from being cremated. It was unclear where the body was taken. Now we got a Casey Kasem thing going on here.
No.
Now.
I just hope he doesn't go the way of the celebration cake.
Or the Ron Santo cards. Oh, you know this is a Sun-Times article waiting to happen.
God, they're already there.
They're saying, what does this say about the Cubs and their inability to complete a task? They can't finish the bleachers, they can't win the World Series, and they can't properly bury Ernie Banks.
This is the worst show in the history of people. This just tells
you that Theo really Epstein has no idea what he's doing. I don't understand what the Cubs are doing. See?
You made me say that. This is just the worst. Yep. We are the worst people in the history of radio.
But it's just, you know the Sun-Times is already working on something saying that this represents another Cubs failure.
Like, in my head, I'm already picturing the picture that goes with the story.
You know what this is? The difficulty in burying Ernie Banks is just so
like
Cub.
Both of them.
Scoreboard update.
The cake is in there. The Ron Santo cards are in there.
The Mary Mitchell column's going to be excellent. Just going to be amazing.
Yep.
You're all bad people.
Mary Mitchell will say if he were white, he would have been buried already.
Jesse's you're all bad press people. Conference.
Every last
oh,
one of
gonna
you.
Be bad.
Yep, right. You're all bad people.
All right, just past 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio and live from Mickey Finn's in Libertyville, I'm Matt Rodewald with his scoreboard update. The Wolves are at home tonight at 7 and Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena. Go to ChicagoWolves.com. The Bulls feeling good heading into the All-Star break, and Derrick Rose is doing the same after a 30-point effort, quite possibly his best game as a Bull since his latest knee injury. Joakim Noah happy about his performance as well, but only two turnovers for Rose last night. They came very late. 7 assists as well. The Bulls have the whole week off, and they'll be back to work on Friday in Auburn Hills against the Detroit Pistons. Jimmy Butler dealing with that shoulder injury. He is out for the skills competition that is tomorrow in New York. As of now, he's going to try and play on Sunday in the 64th annual NBA All-Star Game at Madison Square Garden. The Rising Stars game is tonight in Brooklyn. Niko Mirotić will play for the World Squad. He's got his suit on and his beard trimmed. He's ready to go. LeBron James has been elected the NBA Players Association Vice President. Blackhawks hoping to end a two-game skid when they host the Devils tonight. Corey Crawford in net against Corey Schneider. Hawks sitting 6 points back of the Blues for second place in the Central Division. And just so happens to be Jackie Robinson West night tonight at the UC. Illini went 20, had a 21-0 run to pull away from Michigan in overtime on Thursday to get an important win. And now a tough one awaits as they head to Madison on Sunday afternoon to face off against the fifth-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. And a couple of conference commissioners in college basketball are considering the old freshman ineligible rule as a way to combat the NBA age rule. Golf, second round of the PGA Pro-Am out in Pebble Beach. You got Brant Snedeker and Matt Jones tied atop the leaderboard at 12 under par. Baseball, the White Sox signed reliever Matt Albers to a minor league contract. He missed most of last year because of a shoulder injury. Reds and Aroldis Chapman avoid arbitration with a one-year deal for about $8 million. And Jim Harbaugh told a Michigan newspaper today that he was told he was going to be fired in San Francisco after the loss to Seattle. That happened in week 15, so he was a lame duck coach out in San Fran for about 2 weeks. PNC Bank, for any of your financial needs or goals, PNC is there to help you achieve more with your savings through a premium money market account because great customers deserve a great rate. Rate information is available at pnc.com/save more. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Well, the texters are at it quickly. The 773 saying it looks like Ernie was playing two. Well, a lot more than two. I would say a lot. You're not two.
You had a whole roster.
Yeah, I think
there was a roster. You know,
had like four wives.
You bring like 60 to spring training, don't you?
Yeah,
you only take 25 north.
Yeah, they
only
they
so can't. Much one man can do. Right,
I thought the Casey Kasem thing was going to be. If we had Sherman Hemsley, remember they couldn't figure that out. There was a dispute there. They couldn't.
Abe Lincoln, they just carted him all over the state,
the country. Didn't he go? He went on a tour. The Abe Lincoln funeral tour was everywhere.
All right, the guy from AC/DC.
The T-shirts
on tour.
Were awesome too.
The guy from AC/DC still on tour.
Malcolm Young's not even dead. He's also in the dumpster with the Ron Santo cards. Malcolm. That's the guy with every disease,
just
right?
Didn't remember.
Right.
Oh, you are a terrible person.
I
Dave.
Am.
You are just awful.
I'm not the one who said he's there with a cake.
You are a bad guy. Am I a bad guy? We're doing two Friday Fungs?
Wow. In court documents obtained by the Associated Press, there was no mention that Banks wanted his ashes scattered at the ballpark.
His ass scattered?
But over the years, families of devoted fans have slipped into the ballpark to scatter the ashes of loved ones.
I don't get that.
Who spent their lives rooting for the Cubs and Banks.
Because, like, the dead person doesn't know where they are.
And on at least one occasion years ago, he famously told a local newspaper reporter that after he died, he wanted, quote, my ashes spread out over Wrigley Field with the wind blowing out. The Cubs wisely have declined to comment on the dispute. But I'm telling you, right now, the Sun-Times is hard at work at this about how the problems burying Ernie Banks are a...
Well, if the wind's blowing out, do you dump it directly down or do you throw it up? Because then it might get carried out of Wrigley.
Right, you want it to stay in
the
Wrigley.
Wayland.
There it goes!
Hey, hey! Hey! That's a whole nother story.
Now, the documents are included. See, this is the other stuff I was told of. The documents are included what is a larger dispute over control of the Banks estate. Included in the file are documents in which Rice claims Banks was attempting to end his marriage to Elizabeth Banks, his fourth wife. The documents include a petition for divorce signed by Banks in which the Hall of Famer seeks to end his marriage.
Hmm.
And that she had committed extreme and repeated acts of mental cruelty upon him.
Are the rooftop owners involved in any way trying to sue? Are they trying to get involved in this too?
A document titled Last Will and Testament and signed by Banks on October 17th of last year says he was in the process of finalizing divorce from his wife and he had appointed Rice as the executor of his will.
See, now, if Ernie would have listened to West Side Mike, he would have never got married.
Four times.
And then he wouldn't have this issue.
Nowhere does Banks discuss what he wants done with his remains. The dispute appears to be far from over. The attorney for Banks at one point disputes the validity of the will, saying only that it was allegedly signed by Ernie Banks.
That's why if Here's a little bit of advice. If when you still have your facilities about you and you're a young person, take care of that stuff now. Like, do it now. Get that done so that there are no questions, that there are no legal battles when you're gone. You can't speak for yourself. Because Ernie can't speak for himself right now. He's
not,
dead.
Not loud.
No. Like, no one can hear. So take care of that while you're still alive. Just do that. You have that done, right? Because we're gonna scatter your ashes all over Score Studios.
Ours done. Ours is done.
Yeah. Where are you going? What's happening to you?
I think cremated. If
you're
I remember
cremated?
Correctly.
And where are they gonna scatter your? Where's your ass getting scattered?
Wherever the hell I want.
Wherever they want.
I don't care.
I want my ashes scattered on the bar top here at Mickey Finn's,
and then snorted up by everybody.
Have at it.
So regarding the Jackie Robinson West team that's being hosted by the Blackhawks tonight, Rudy has this question.
What is it, Rudy?
Will Rahm Emanuel try to slide on the ice while lit on fire with his please vote for me black people sign that he's been carrying around? The local sports anchors may weep with joy during the 10 p.m. news. Oh, boy. This has been fun. You know what we're going to do? What are we going to do?
You've derailed everything.
Well, you know what?
Your disrespect to Ernie Banks.
Hey, it's a story, man.
Face down on the birthday cake? You're just awful guy. Underneath the giant Ron Santo card?
Well, then somebody from Murphy's Bleachers will come over and dig him out and tape him on the wall. This is the Boards and Bernstein Show.
Let's go.
On the Score.
Blackhawks coverage on the Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Wower this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
Blackhawks
is tomorrow. There's still time for you to get pro flowers because when she says she doesn't need flowers, she's lying. She needs flowers. So here's your deal from Pro Flowers. The rose deal has been extended. Get 24 assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, all for $29.99. I'm going to kill you. Or you can really impress her and upgrade to 24 long stem assorted roses and chocolates plus an upgraded cherry vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com and use my code Bernstein. Proflowers, quick, easy. Miska, stop it! And delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. You can't beat the price and the convenience. Roses are selling out, so take advantage of this deal while you still can. Pro flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. It's a no-brainer. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in my code, Bernstein. This offer has been extended through Friday or when supplies run out. Order today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
With a low five.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He slides down the back of the brontosaurus tail.
President of Townstone Financial. Meet Lisa.
How you doing?
Recently divorced, called to refinance her ex-husband off the mortgage and deed of the home. David knows Lisa's ex-husband and congratulated her for finally getting divorced. Lisa's downsizing after her kids graduate high school in 4 years, so she secured a 7-year adjustable rate mortgage, which lowered her payment $228 a month. Adjustable rate mortgages are outstanding loans for borrowers like Lisa who plan on owning their home for a short period of time and want to take advantage of lower rates. So let's review. Lisa's refinancing her ex-husband off the loan and deed of the home, saving $2,700 per year, and David's paying all her closing costs.
if you're getting or have gotten divorced or plan on dropping the divorce papers on your spouse on Valentine's Day tomorrow and would like to refinance your ex off the home and deed like Lisa, call David at 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of the other lenders? Because he's honest, trustworthy, and will always look out for your financial best interest. Call David now at 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Tune into Chicago's premier real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, tomorrow from 10 a.m. until noon on AM 890. Touchstone Financial is in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13663.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-0 has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-0, CBS Friday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
On Monday, Josh Leibarger made his status...
Case of the Mondays.
Followed by a frowny face. It got one like and five comments, including dislike. Well, Josh, Geico also wants to make a comment to turn that emoji's frown upside down. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. With all that extra dough, why not give Monday a makeover? We see an office party in your future. Hosted by you. Hashtag happy face. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Sports.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I hope you feel better about yourself. I really do.
I hope you feel good. I hope you sleep well tonight.
And this texter who says Ernie changed the executor of his will after consulting with Westside Mike because his hot garbage wife couldn't iron. All right, we've got one last poker spot here before we say hello to Zach Zaidman.
Oh, my God, I thought that was George Offen.
Who, Zach?
Standing up back there. No. Brendan was over there. Zach's over there.
And Thor is here.
Thor with his mighty hammer, ladies.
Caller 12 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, is entered to possibly win, a trip to the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas by winning the One Step Program's 2015 Charity Poker Championship, Thursday, February 19th. We're at the Montgomery Club in Chicago. You want more information or do you want to get registered? And if you play poker, you should visit onestepcamp.org.
So the 12th caller gets a seat, though, in the tournament.
Gets a seat in the tournament and the opportunity to win that tournament
as
a play-in to go
nice
to the WSOP. Thanks
and that's
for
next Thursday, so don't call if you can't go next Thursday.
Thank you. We have four more spots we're going to give away on Monday.
It's going to be a fun time.
The spot on the score next belongs to this man, Zach Zaidman.
It's a full boat tonight. Excuse you.
Yeah, that's right. Four full hours of nonstop sports talk here on the score. By the way,
I believe Dan's giggle got more airtime over the last 25 minutes of this radio station than in all the years that you have been working at the Score.
Kind of a giggle.
Do, Zach. It's what I do, you know? I bring out the fun in people. You know, it may take a long time to get there, but I bring it out. It's what I do, my man.
Oh my! I don't know if it's good or bad, but it definitely is interesting. So I am going to talk a little bit of sports coming up.
You know what's interesting, Zach?
Yes.
Sports.
And I'm going to talk some of it coming up at the top of the hour. Here's the big thing. I'll ask you guys this, and then I'll throw it out there for the listeners. And Ndamukong Suh, in all likelihood, is going
to be football, man. Yes.
Yeah. We'll get to basketball, too. You know, for example, all the people.
You got to talk about the Ernie Banks story, though. It's too good.
No, I think you did a very good job of covering every angle of that story over the last 25 minutes.
Sure did.
Yeah, but
okay. So Ndamukong Suh
and Ndamukong Suh is going to be a free agent and
be cremated.
Considering there's that tinkle again.
Dumpster.
It's out of control. It's not a sound effect, but it will be one soon. Anyway, so Sue's going to be available because, you know, they've got all this money invested in Detroit and in the quarterback, Matthew Stafford, and the very talented receiver, Calvin Johnson. So the question becomes, if you're a team like the Bears.
Yes.
And you have.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes.
Well,
yes,
is it, I want Ndamukong Suh.
Whatever it takes.
Is it yes or
yes.
Do you. Because if you sign that guy to the mega contract that he's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
It really hurts you in terms of being able to fill out the rest of your roster.
Oh, Cliff Stein will figure it out. He's a smart guy.
It's not that simple. He is smart. I think the smart move is...
Just say, hey, Stein, figure this out. Hey, Cliff Stein. Hey, we're going to sign this guy. Make it work, people.
But he's Stein, so to insult him, do you call him Steen?
Right. Hey,
Steen.
I'm sure they do. You know what? The actual right answer is probably no because of where you are relative to a title. But I think he'd be fun. I think he makes for great copy. Can he play five technique?
Yeah, I think he can play any position you want. And by the way, there's no guarantee the Bears are a 3-4 next year. I think the Bears are going to be a true hybrid defense. What you thought they were going to be when Mel Tucker took over, but he wasn't allowed to have that kind of defense for a variety of different reasons. I think the Bears occasionally will be a 4-3. Sometimes they'll be a 3-4. In third down situations, you're going to have no idea what kind of defense they line up in. Sometimes you might have five guys up front. I think one of the major issues that the Bears had over the last couple of seasons that made them just back-to-back horrendous years defensively is the fact that they were so predictable that they didn't fool anybody. Opposing teams knew exactly what the Bears were in, and there are vulnerable spots that everyone knows about in terms of the cover two, and the other team would pick the Bears apart by hitting those spots. Now, they got away with it during the Lovie Smith era because Smith had great players within the framework of that scheme. The last 2 years, the Bears did not. So that's why I think even though Vic Fangio had a 3-4 defense in San Francisco, John Fox is a 4-3 guy, and I think they'll combine what they do based on the talent that they have on their team.
It's all over.
More of this coming up, so don't go anywhere. You want to hear some solid Bears analysis with Zach Zaidman?
It's a full boat.
It is the
tonight.
Full boat. Thanks to Mickey Finns. Thanks to Liberty. Oh, of course we thank Ernie Banks.
Yeah, Mickey Finns, their 21st birthday. So come on out, 345 North Milwaukee. The place is packed. I mean, there's, you know, there's people waiting to get tables. It's full of handsome men.
And some ugly ones. And Libertyville Auto City as well. We thank our guests today, Casey Johnson.
Greg Gabriel.
And our
and
staff.
You, actually, because Friday Fun was good.
It was good, yeah. Thanks. Dave Miska.
Listen, I wouldn't know Daryl Moore if he walked in this room right now.
So tell us how you feel about Daryl Morey's comments.
Come on, man.
And that was very vitriol of you to say.
All right. Our producer, Rick Kemp.
I'm not a racist. I was born and raised in North Chicago next to a black family.
There you go. Back at the Score Studios, Joe Dredge.
I thought it was Max Aitman. I'm sorry.
Chris Tannehill.
I just want to know how you're going to stop God's plan. God give his hardest battles to his strongest souls. The marathon continues. I'm out.
West Side Mike. And our interns, Tommy Guns. Tony Fish. Thank everybody for listening, calling, texting, and all that you do. And have a great Valentine's Day.
We'll be back.
Thank you, Dan.
On Monday. It's fun.
Oh, yeah.
These are your people. The mayor of Libertyville will now have an audience with his peeps.
All right. Great weekend.
Bye.
Talk to you Monday. Bye.
Yeah.
Don't let love blind you. It blinded me in 1985. I got married to a hot garbage wife. I know she listened to the score, 670 score. Cassandra L. Thompson. We went up, went to Las Vegas, did everything that you're supposed to do to get married. This hot garbage, I come home from work one day. I said, well, what's for dinner? She said, I don't know. The hot garbage woman couldn't cook. I was so in love with her because she was so beautiful. She can't cook, she can't ask, and she don't know how to clean up. Don't let them beautiful women fool you, fellas, because they cannot do what they're supposed to do. A man should come home and have a hot meal, not a boiled egg that you put in the microwave. That's a hot garbage woman. It was on Valentine's Day, too.
Got a hot garbage woman. Got a hot garbage woman.
Molly and Hanley here. Right now you're listening to Boers and Bernstein.
But when it's time to start your day, do it with us every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m.
That's right. Hear us live at 5 talking about Chicago's hottest sports topics.
Molly and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
One score and 1 year ago, Old Navy brought forth a new clothing store dedicated to the proposition that all sales are not created equal. Like the President's Day sale, where now through Monday only, the entire store is up to 50% off, proving that great looking clothing of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not cost an arm and leg.
Run to Old Navy now through Monday for up to 50% off the entire store. That's up to 50% off jackets, jeans, tees, you name it. Valid February 13th through 16th. Excludes gift cards, clearance, and Fruit of the Loom.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble.
Thank you for giving me my life back. The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS. CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yeah!
That